The breach, which occurred in March, gave hackers access to 5.5 million social security numbers belonging to people in 10 states. The information was in a database used by Kansas and the other states to operate websites that help people find jobs. The Kansas Department of Commerce operates the system. That means it will now pay to provide credit monitoring services to the victims, regardless of where they live. The agency says it can't disclose how much that will cost because the information is proprietary to the company it's hired to provide the services. Officials say the coding error that allowed hackers into the system was fixed shortly after the breach. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.